Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Simply because he may have committed worse crimes, you don't let him off of lesser crimes. If you are, for example, seeking a prosecution for murder, if the guy gets caught drunk driving in another context before that, you don't just let him go because you have bigger fish to fry.
Nobody is above the law, including Donald Trump. It doesn't matter that this is kind of a minor crime compared to some of the other allegations.
A crime is a crime is a crime is a crime. That's what anybody prosecuting or a judge would say.
A crime is a crime is a crime, as Mika said. An indictment is an indictment is an indictment.
I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. Don't put cherry on a poop sundae. This is so silly. It's so simple. DVR me.
Todd Pyro, good morning to you, my friend. I know you've been up all night. Some of these people have been sleeping. I don't know where they've been. How are you?
Well, some of these people, who are you yelling at? That sounds like an old man, get off my lawn. Who are you talking about? Some of these people have been sleeping.
I told them if they miss a couple hours, they miss a lot. We've been at this since early this morning, covering the news of the day, right?
I got it. I see where you're going with that. I thought you were talking about the people in the clip. And look, I don't know if they've been sleeping or if they've been awake, but regardless, they are 100% incorrect on the law. Like, a crime is a crime is a crime, except this isn't a crime.
Alvin Bragg doesn't seem to care.
He doesn't. And this is obviously all political, and he has a fertile ground to win here because, you know, it's New York City, 80% blue, and he was elected by the people of New York City who don't seem to care that, you know, he's allowing them to be shot and killed on a day-in and day-out basis. But, you know, why would the truth ever matter, you know?
You know, is it true? I mean, obviously, I know you don't spend a lot of time in the city. You come to work, you do your job, you get the hell out of Dodge. But they do have barriers up around the courthouse there in Manhattan, right?
So I've been told. I mean, yeah. I am nowhere. You know where the studio is and you know where. I mean, that's what our video has been showing. So I'd imagine it's true. I'd imagine, you know, we're not shooting fake video and AIing it, you know what I mean? But in terms of, like, is the city in this lockdown feel, not really. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe I'll see something different on my walk to the train station in about 47 minutes. But by and large, I think we've reported it's not happening today, if it's going to happen at all. So I think that tells you everything you need to know, just because if there's going to be another grand jury witness tomorrow, it's pretty tough to secure an indictment today. But again, see our conversation from a minute ago. It's New York City. Who knows what could happen?
Yeah, that's true. But it is the lead story up there. I mean, the lead story is not that somebody pooped in the same theater as the Clintons yesterday,
that?
Right? Yeah.
You saw that?
I'm just saying. I mean, which story is getting top billing in New York right now? Is it the poop, the person that pooped in the theater with Hillary Clinton, or is it the Donald Trump potential indictment?
Mark, let me say this. You are digging deep into the bowels of the New York Post.
Just saying.
In order to find that. So actually, that was pretty high up there. It was probably like in the top five stories. So maybe you didn't have to, you know, dig that deep. But yeah, I mean, that's a wild story. Like, what's happened to our society? Like, you know, we 20 years ago, thinking about defecating in public would have been like, you know, one step below murdering someone. Now we have an entire city, multiple cities filled with defecators.
You can't walk down the sidewalk in San Francisco and places like that. No.
To your point, though, our coverage, at least on the Fox and Friends First program, of which I am a part, we let the defecator defecate in peace, and we focused on Trump.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. I did, you know, this morning I jokingly said I felt like I was reading the Onion or the Babylon Bee, but there was a headline in Breitbart, of all places, that pointed out that Dollar Tree, there's Dollar Tree stores all over the place, dollar stores down here in Missouri and in Illinois, has stopped selling eggs because I guess they can't sell them for a reasonable price anymore. I thought it was something from the Babylon Bee. And then I read, again, in the New York Post, right below the Hillary Clinton story, that the home of the $1 slice in New York is now $1.50.
And they just did that on Fox and Friends. Literally, as we were talking about the theater incident, as I'm going to call it, in case people are, you know, having breakfast in St. Louis.
Yes.
They were literally doing the $1 pizza now up to $1.50, and they were eating pizza. And because, you know, I'm on with you, I couldn't get a free piece of pizza. So thanks for that, Mark Cox. You know what? In addition to the Blues jersey, the bourbon, and the Mark Cox T-shirt, you now need to send me a pie. How about that?
You want a St. Louis pizza pie? I don't know what kind of shape it would be by the time it got there.
Well, tell me a little bit more about this. I am not familiar with – I'm familiar with your barbecue. I'm familiar with your jazz. I'm familiar with your blues. what about your pizza?
I know, Carl. Would we describe emos as the St. Louis style of pizza?
Yeah, it's with Provel cheese, which is
nothing to me.
Okay, yeah, it's a St. Louis thing, and it's also very thin crust. Some people call it a cracker.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's not like that deep dish kind of stuff, or even the $1.50 slice you would see there at the pizzerias in New York,
because it doesn't. It cracks. It doesn't fold.
Can I say an unpopular truth?
Please.
I don't like New York pizza.
I think
it's wildly overrated, as is so much of the food in this city. You want to know where the pizza's really good?
Somewhere in Connecticut.
Well, Jersey, I think growing up, I liked our pizza in Essex County versus the pizza in New York City. I've always said that. But the pizza in Connecticut, they like to claim that they invented pizza, especially there in New Haven. It's really good. And, you know, people travel to Connecticut for, you know, leaf peeping in the fall and pizza the rest of the time. It's good. I'll give them credit for that. But I'm curious. I'd like to try St. Louis pizza if I ever come out there.
We will fix you up with some of that. You know, it's some people love it. Some people don't. Mostly people that didn't grow up here. It's an acquired taste. Let's put it that way.
Sure.
And yeah, I made it sound less appetizing than it actually is.
You really
is.
Didn't sell it.
Probably not.
It's an acquired taste, and if you grew up here, it is what you know.
I don't want to deprive sponsors of this program, but if I'm a pizza company and I'm listening to that, I was like, you know what? We got a great deal signing on the dotted line with Mark Cox today. We're going to, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't do that.
Oh boy! So here I want you to give me your position on this. So a couple years ago, we traveled to Dublin, and we were getting ready to fly out of Chicago, and we had some time to kill, and we went to a little pizza place near O'Hare Airport in Chicago, and they had this famous Chicago deep dish pizza. Everybody brags about it. I don't even remember the name of the place, but that's what we went in and got. First of all, it's incredibly expensive, and the smallest one you can get is the, I don't know, 16 inch. It's huge, and it takes them an hour to cook it. And they bring it to the table, and it's me and my daughter and my wife. And honestly, each slice is a meal. I mean, it's 2 inches thick. It's filled with meat, and I mean, it's just delicious. It really is. Well, we get done. We're getting ready to get on an airplane. There's 2/3 of this pizza still there. We each had a slice, and we were stuffed. And we can't take it with us because we're getting on an airplane. And I said to my wife and my daughter, I'm going to take this pizza and give it to those guys at the table over there. They were horrified. You can't give our leftover food to other people in the restaurant. Where do you come down on that? I mean, maybe it's a guy girl thing. I would have no problem at a place where I know the pizza's $30 a piece. If somebody had a bunch of leftover pizza, they weren't going to take it with them. I'd take it home and put it in the fridge and eat it later.
This is really the legal quandary of our time, isn't
honestly,
it?
Honestly, it's a deep, deep question for you this morning.
Because, yeah, I mean, I see both sides of the argument. They're trying to run an establishment. They need every person who's going to be taking up a seat to be putting money into the business, because otherwise you're keeping a seat from somebody who would be doing that. But, you know, you don't like food to go to waste. That's what your parents told you growing up. And, you know, you have an opportunity to feed people, which is, you know, kind of our mission from God.
Yes.
Boy, I really went religious on this one. Huh? I went from this weird cheese on St. Louis pies to me becoming loaves and fishes here. I feel like this should be like one of these things you post online and ask the people of St. Louis to weigh in. I'm torn. I don't know which way to go on this.
I'll put it up on Twitter. So I was not trying to give it to somebody who hadn't ordered yet, but there was a table of guys next to us that I knew would take that home along with whatever other leftovers they had and eat it later. I just hated to see it go to waste. And my wife was horrified that I would try to give leftover pizza.
I side with you on that. Yeah. If they've already ordered and they're not taking it, then I side with you. If they have ordered, I think that's a little bit more of a complicated situation.
It definitely is a little more complicated. So, Todd, I played a little bit of the bite from the White House press room yesterday. First of all, I'm not quite sure why the hell Ted Lasso is giving me advice on mental health. But he's in the White House press room yesterday, and they get into it with Corinne Jean-Pierre. I just want to play that very first bite of that, Carl, the shorter of the two bites.
We're not doing this. We're not doing this. We're not doing this.
Not doing this.
You've been discriminating against me and discriminating against some people in the briefing room. And I'm saying that this is the U.S., this is not China, this is not Russia. This is not Russia.
Okay.
What you are doing, you are making a mockery of the First
Amendment.
So, as a reporter, what's your reaction to that? I mean, I'm not surprised that Corinne Jean-Pierre pushed back on him because she doesn't call on him anyway. But fellow reporters in the press corps are attacking this guy for standing up for his rights to be able to ask the occasional question.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. The thing that I was drawn to actually was KJP's response. I mean, I guarantee I will say something similar to my 2-year-old today.
Yeah, thank you. We're not doing
this. We're not doing this. Let's go. Stop hitting your sister. That was, if she would have said that, I would have been like, oh, now I know where I've heard this before. But I understand the competitive aspect of it. I mean, they want their questions asked. And so, you know, why would you defend somebody? And I feel like every now and again, they'll come together in unity. But, I mean, I feel like, yeah, I agree. They threw this guy under the bus completely. And, you know, if I hadn't been called on for a week, yeah, maybe I'd have, maybe it's kind of, you know, recognize your turn. But 7 months, I mean, I feel like this guy has a point.
You and I have both been in that press room. I mean, it's what?
I have not.
You've not been in there?
No, they don't allow me in.
I went up a couple years ago and got a press pass and went in, and it's tiny. I mean, it's maybe 15 rows deep, if that many rows, and maybe 10 rows across. You can't fit that many people in there. Maybe it's 10 rows deep. But you know, I've talked to other correspondents up there from other networks, And one of whom I have on the show occasionally, and she's sort of been blacklisted by Corinne Jean-Pierre. She's one of the reporters. Pierre just won't call on her. And, I mean, I don't know that was happening in the previous administration. Maybe it's been happening for years, and I just haven't been aware of it because I'm not there on a daily basis. But it really seems like if you've got a reporter covering Africa, he's an international reporter covering Africa today, and they're sending the vice president to Africa, you might let that guy ask a question.
Nah. No, that's too obvious. That's like that scene in Airplane. I'm digging deep, and they're talking about, should we put put on the lights on the runway? And then Robert Stack, in this like sinister, great actor, Robert Stack, right? In that sinister, he's like, no, it's too obvious.
Yeah.
He was like, they'll know we're coming or something like that. I'm messing it up. I'm so sorry for those of you who know the line.
You blew the line.
But that's as soon as you said that, that's immediately where I went. great, great line.
That's fantastic. Todd Pyro, listen, buddy, we appreciate it. Get the hell out of New York today. Don't go anywhere near the courthouse just in case.
I know. I have one more radio hit with Huntsville, Alabama, because I cheat on you on Tuesdays, and then I'm out.
But they have not sent you whiskey, I'll bet.
I'm going to call them. I want some of that Alabama hooch.
And that's exactly what it probably is. I'll just point that out. All right. Hey, Todd, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, brother.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.